Local resident, George Dudgeon, addressed the By-Law and Planning Committee meeting on Monday afternoon. He described an attack he experienced 2 days earlier, bringing the matter of off-leash dogs and park signage to the attention of the committee and city staff. "I was attacked on the weekend, January 6, by a pit bull-type dog. I was injured. I've lost my voice from screaming. My animal was, also, injured," Dudgeon said as committee members and staff present listened closely to Dudgeon's story. Dudgeon referred to security cam footage from the camera he has on the front of his house. He sent it to members of the council and staff. Elliot Lake today has also seen the terrifying video. Dudgeon says he doesn't intend to share it with the public. "I've been told it's very upsetting to watch. I can't even watch it anymore," he told the committee, staff and public. He has required medical treatment and is still shaken by the incident. During an earlier phone interview yesterday, Dudgeon told ELT, "I was taken to the ground behind the tree, and I was screaming for the pit bull-type dog to let go. I struck at the animal while I was down, kicking and flailing on the ground. I got back to my feet and the dog just kept circling us, running, and growling and barking. And I was yelling at the top of my lungs to keep the dog away from my dog because I was trying to protect my German Shepherd from being bit. I don't want to raise any animal that's vicious." The attack was pretty emotional, and it lasted over 2 minutes. Dudgeon expressed his appreciation to the OPP who attended and By-Law Officer Elliot. He told the committee that dog owners are letting their dogs run free in a children's park. "I think there needs to be better signage around the park," he said. Public comment at committee and council meetings is limited to items on the agenda. Dudgeon told the committee his public input session report was connected to Agenda Item 7.1, a department update that included information about by-law enforcement. The report in the agenda package states there were 41 closed animal control incidents during the last quarter of 2023 and 2 notice of violations were issued. The deputy clerk's cover report notes, a Meet the Department open house is scheduled for Tuesday, January 30, 2024, from 5 to 7 p.m. at Collins Hall. Residents are invited to attend Meet the Faces of the Department and understand the processes for municipal enforcement. When item 7.1 came up during the committee meeting, Councillor Norman Mann spoke to the matter first. "I'll ask for a little bit of latitude because we don't really have a lot of it, but it is related to the department report." Mann continued, "We heard from a resident regarding an issue with an off-leash dog. To my knowledge, the community itself, let's call it urban Elliott Lake, is a leash-only zone. So, this goes beyond the park issues that we have, correct?" By-law Officer Elliott responded, "That's correct, yes. This is obviously a concern not only in the parks where there could be children congregating but in any area where there could be someone that's vulnerable, regardless of age," Mann said. Acting Mayor Andrew Wannan said, "I do encourage any incidents be reported, whether it's minor even just walking down the street and you see it. I'm sure the By-Law Office would take the complaints." Wannan also spoke with ELT after the meeting. He continued, concerned, and described a complicated situation of various authorities with different responsibilities. Elliott Lake today has reached out to authorities for more information.